Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara over here is discussing the Shita of Beis Hillel, who holds that even by Chatois the din is Matana Achas Kiper. Even though L'Chatchila you need four Matanais on the four corners of the Mizbeach, but Yevet even one Matana is Mechaper, as opposed to the Shita of Beis Shammai, who holds that you need two Matanais. Earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Rav Huna explained the Machlokes is Toloy, had a dash in the words Kronos in the Psukim. Over here in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings from a Braisa, a different Pshat in the Shita of Beis Hillel. The Braisa explains, on one hand we would have thought, perhaps we should learn Chatois HaChitzonios from Chatois HaPnimios, that all from Matanois are Ma'akev, or perhaps we say that we should learn Chatois from Sharkabonois, Nisanim Lamato, that the Din is Matana Achas Kiper. Because we're not sure which way to learn, so we dash him from the Pasuk, V'chiper. It says V'chiper three times in the Pesukim. Each one is to tell us that one of the Matanis is not Ma'akev. And this Gemara asks Akasha, Eim of V'chiper afbli shleinosan ela shalosh lemalo v'achas lemata. How do we know to learn from the word V'chiper that one of the Matanis is not Ma'akev b'chal? Each V'chiper takes off one of them from being Ma'akev. Maybe each V'chiper just tells us that it's not Ma'akev for it to be lemalo, it's enough if it's lemata. So from the first V'chiper we learn that even if one of the Matanis was done Lamato, the carbon would still be kosher. Again, the second and the third V'chiper as well. How do we know that the Pasuk is telling us that one of the Matanis could be Legamri skipped? Maybe it's just telling us that it's enough if it's Lamato. And eventually, L'maskonas HaGemara, the answer to this question is, L'imitzinu damim shechetzion lamala v'chetzion lamato. We don't find any carbon that some of the dam goes lamala and some of it lamato. Therefore again, we understand that V'chiper is telling us that the Matana is not Ma'akev B'chal, as opposed to understanding that it's telling us that it's not Ma'akev that it be Lamala, it's kosher even if it's Lamata. There's a few points to be made over here. This half meaning of the Gemara that V'chiber would tell us that B'dyevet it's kosher if the Matana is Lamata, the Sasemes points out over here, why would you have such a half amino? We know that the din is that the Kabbonis, which the Dam is supposed to be Lamata, Oila, Shlomim, Oshom, the Zvika is Lamata, Menachuta, Sikra, Shnaim, Chaim, Arba. And the din is that if you do the Zrika Lamala, it's not a good Zrika. Again, we should point out that we're not talking about the din of Zrika Shleivim Kaimai. There is such a din as Zrika Shleivim Kaimai, Kimi Kaimai Dami, the Legabi Kapara for the Bailim, the Shita of Shmuel and Avchavav Amidbeiz, is that we learn from a Pasuk, Vanina Sativ Lechem al Mizbeach Lechaper, Kivim Shegia Dam Lemizbeach Mechaper Bailim, a Kapara could be accomplished even with the Zrika Shleivim Kaimai, but that's only Legabi the Kapara, the carbon is not fully kosher, the Basar would not be Nechal. That's a separate din, but we're talking about to make the carbon kosher legamri, that the basar should even be nechal. So the other din is that the zrika has to be in the right makoim. V'sanim lamata shenosim lamalo. It's a possible zrika to be machshir the carbon for achilo. And here the Gemara has a half minute to dash in from the psukim, and there's the extra word v'chiper. We should not use it to tell us that the matana is not ma'akev b'chlal. Rather, we should use it to tell us that it could be done even lamato. Why would we assume such a thing if there's a makoim where the dam has to be? Just like by Nisanim Lamata Shnasim Lamala it's possible, so to Nisanim Lamala Shnasim Lamata we should assume it's possible. Therefore, when we have the extra word V'chiper telling us that B'dyavad we could be Machshir the carbon even if it was not done the way it was supposed to have been done L'chatchila, it would seem to make more sense that we should understand the Joshua to be telling us that the Matana is not Ma'akev B'chlal, and not just that B'dyavad is kosher when it's done Lamata instead of Lamala. This is the Kasha of the Sasemes. And he says that if we take a look at the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, we'll see an answer to this question. The Gemara there says clearly that even if we know that Nisanim Lamata Shenosim Lamala Loikiber, there will still be as far to say that if it's the other way around, Nisanim Lamala Shenosim Lamata, perhaps B'dyavad it would be kosher. And the Gemara explains the far to this would be that Nisanim Lamata Shenosim Lamala, that would be possible because Ain Seifon Lamala. Hashenke Nisanim Lamala Shenosim Lamata, there perhaps it would be kosher because Seifei Lamata. Which means to say the Dam which is supposed to go Lamata never belongs Lamala. It never has a mitzvah to be placed on the top half of the Mizbeach. However, the other way around, Dam Chatas which is supposed to go Lamala, sometimes it is supposed to be placed Lamata. As Rashi explains, this is referring to the din of Shvicha Shirayim. After you do the four Matanais on the corners of the Mizbeach, the extra Dam you pour to the side of the Mizbeach, which is on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, the Gemara means to be saying as far as the dam which is supposed to go Lamato has no shaychus b'chal to the top half of the Mizbeach. It never belongs there at all. So there it would be Ma'akev. Hashenking dam chatos, it does have some shaychus to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. The Shvicha Shirayim, after the Ikar Matanis are done, goes to the bottom of the Mizbeach. Therefore, there would be more of a svar to say that b'diyeved, if you did even the Ikar Matanis on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, it would also be kosher b'diyeved. That's the svar of the Gemara later on, and the Sfasema says that's perhaps what the Gemara means to say here as well. When the Pasuk says v'chiper, maybe the Pasuk is just telling us that even though the chatchil, the dam was supposed to go on the kronos, each v'chiper will tell us that if one of the matanis, instead of being placed on the kronos of the Mizbeach, was placed on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, b'diyeved would be kosher, since the dam of the chatas does have some shaychis to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, as we see from Shvicha Shiraim. This is how the Sfasemus explains the Havmin of Er Gemara. Al-Kapayim, there's another point to be made over here, and that is, for now, if we see the Gemara has a Havmin to say that if some of the Matanis were Lamala, on the corners of the Mizbeach, but some of them were on Lamato, that would also be kosher b'diyeved, meaning to say that we're not learning from V'chiper that you could skip one of the Matanis Ligamri, you still need all four Matanis Likuva. What we learn from the Pasuk is just that one of the Matanis could be done by the Eved Lamato, but you'd still need to have all four of the Matanis, if not it would not be Mechaper. Now Sefer Minchas Rami points out that in this Havamina of the Gemara we would see an important Yesod, this is a point that we discussed in the previous shiur, the Avosh Adin is that L'chatchilo Dam Chatos is supposed to be placed on all four corners of the Mizbeach. What is the Yesod of this Din? Is the Pshat that the Torah wants that Dam Chatos should have four Matanis? The Torah wants that from this carbon, its dam should be placed four times on the Mizbeach, and additionally there's also a din where it should be placed, what's the makam of these four matanis, it should be on the cornice of the Mizbeach, or is the pshat, that it's not the pshat that the Torah is makbid on four matanis of dam, the Torah needed that the dam should be placed four times on the Mizbeach, rather the pshat is the Torah was makbid that all of the cornice should get some of the dam. The mitzvah l'chatchila is that the dam should be placed on all of the cornice, you shouldn't miss any of the cornice, and since the Maisa, the amount of kronis are four, therefore you end up having to do four matanis. Not that the Torah is makbid on the minion of four. We mentioned in the previous shir, the shita of the Chazanish, and Simon Yud Beis, Sifkot and Aleph, he understands that there's a din minion, you need a minion of Dawad matanis. And his right to this is, from now which we know that the din is that by Chatois HaPnimiyos, all four matanis are ma'akiv, if you only do three matanis, that's ma'akiv in the hechshir of the carbon. Yet we do find the din of Zrika Shleibim Koimei 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 Domi, Shmuel's din that for the kapar of the Bailim, it's enough even as Rika Shalabim Koimai. And if we'll assume, which is the Pashtus, that the din of Shmuel is even by Nisanim Bifnim Shinofsin Bachutz, even by Chatois Apnimis, this din is true, that as Rika Shalabim Koimai accomplishes kapara, the Chaznish is bothered, how could it be that if you did three matanis of dam on the three kronais of Nizbeach Apnimi, the din is that the carbon is not kosher? All four matanis are ma'akiv. Yet if you put the dam on a different Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Achitzain, which is b'chal not the right Mizbeach, the din is that the Baal will get a kapara with the din of Zriko Shleibim Kaimi 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 Dami. How could that be better? L'chari, if the Torah is makbid that all four cronies have dam on them, it's mak of the kapara even b'diyeved, how could it be that if you did a Zriko Shleibim Kaimi, not even on the right Mizbeach, and not on the cronies, the din is that the Baal does get a kapara? A karchel of Chariz, the Chazanish says, that the din to put the dam on the four cronies of the Mizbeach is because the Torah wants the minion of Dawad Matanois. By Chatois HaPnimis, that minion Dawad Matanis is ma'akiv even b'diyeved. So even if there is a din of Zriko Shleibim Kaimai, that tells us that b'diyeved, if you didn't put the dam on the kronos, you didn't put it in the right place, b'diyeved, it's not ma'akiv kapara, but you still need four matanis. You would have to do four matanis of dam when you did the Zriko Shleibim Kaimai. If you zerk the dam somewhere else on the Mizbeach, or on the Mizbeach Achitzain somewhere, the din is that it's kosher b'diyeved, but only if you did four matanis. The Torah is makbid that Chatois HaPnimis have four matanis even b'diyeved, then where it has to be, that it has to be dafka on the kronos, and now we say that it's kosher even without that, that's the din of Zriko Shleibim Koimei 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 Dami. Rakopam the Chaznish proves from this that Chatois have a din of minyan matanis, there's a din you have to do four matanis of dam, not because you have to have the dam on all four kronos. Therefore, by Chatois HaPnimis, where we know that this din is ma'akiv, we can understand that what's ma'akiv is only the minyan dalar matanis, not the din that it has to be dafka on the kronos. By Chatois Chitzonius as well, the Chazanish understands. By Chatois Chitzonius, it's only din l'chatchilo. There also the Torah is makbid on the minion of Arba Matanis. Therefore, again, the Chazanish says another nafkamina would be by Chitois Chitzonius, if you do a Zriko Shloibim Kaimai, which already accomplishes kapara, is there a din l'chatchilo to continue and do three more Matanis? If, for example, you zerg the dam l'mata instead of l'mala, so here for sure the kapara is already accomplished with one matana, because by Chatois Chitzonius, the din is that b'diavad one matana is enough, But the shaila would be, is there a din lechatchila he should continue and do three more matanais? If he would have understood that which the Torah said lechatchila by chatois chachitzenyos, to do four matanais, the pshat is, because the Torah wants lechatchila the dam should be on all four kronos, not that the Torah wants the minion of four matanais. As the Torah wants that all four kronos should have dam on them, then the chaznish says, the din would be that if you did a matana lemato, and you were niskaper with the din azrika shleibim kaimekim kaimekdomi, there would be no din lechatchila to continue and do three more matanais, since anyhow, you're already not going to be able to become that din lechatchila to have dam on all four kronos. Hashenkein, if you hold, and this is the way the chaznish proved, the pshat is the Torah wants the minion of four matanais, so even if you already did one matana shleibim kaimekim and it was niskaper, but still, since lechatchila the Torah wants four matanais, he should continue and do three more matanais and be mekayim that din, that mitzvah lechatchila of minyan dawad matanais. Now, to get back to our sugya, the Milchas Avram proves that at least in the half min of our Gemara, we would see that the Torah wants the minyan matanais and not the pshat that the Torah wants the dam should be on the kronais, and b'meila we end up with the number four. Because here this is tad to say that v'chiper tells us that the four matanais are ma'akev, even b'diyevit you need four matanais, just it doesn't have to be all lamala, it's kashur b'diyevit even lamata. In this Havmina, surely the Gemara is muchach that there will be a din minion of Dawad Matanais. Now the Shaila just is, does this change the Maskana? Is this only in the Havmina that V'chiper would tell us that some of the Matanais could be Lamata, then we would be forced to say that there is a din of minion Matanais, and not just that the Torah wants the dam on the Kronais? But after we dash from V'chiper differently, then we'll go back to assuming that the Pshat in the Dawad Matanais is because the Torah wants it on the four Kronais. Or perhaps even Lamaskana, after you know that V'chiper is telling us that these matanis are not ma'akev b'chlal, but still the understanding which we had in the Havamina, that the Yisayra din of the Dawar matanis is that the Torah wants the minion of four, for the Gemara's Havamina we see this understanding, and we don't have to assume that Lamaskana this changes. Now we'll continue on to the bottom of the Omid. After the Gemara brings this Yisayr, Limatsinu Domim Shechetzian Lamala Vechetzian Lamato, the Gemara asks a few kashas on this Yisayr. Firstly, from that which the din is, he's a mimenu achas samal v'sheva lamato, when the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippur lefnei ulefnim, lefnei hakapiros, and he's mazir from the par and the soyer. So the Gemara understood originally, as Rashi explains over here, achas samal v'sheva lamato means that one maton has to be on the top half of the width of the kapiros, and the sheva lamato means the seven matonis have to be on the bottom half. That the Gemara answers kematzleif, it doesn't mean that the dam is supposed to reach the top and the bottom. We're just talking about how he positions his hand when he does these matanis. If it would not be a kasha, now which we said, Leimotinu damim shechetzin lamalo vechetzin lamato. Then the Gemara continues and asks another kasha. He's al tiyarei shal mizbeach sheva pomim. And now which the din is, that from the dam par and the dam soyer, he's supposed to be maze al tiyarei shal mizbeach. Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha is, we thought tiyarei shal mizbeach means the midpoint of the height of the mizbeach, and if he aims to be zerik the dam seven times at the midpoint of the mizbeach, some of the dam is going to land lamala on the top half of the mizbeach, and some will land lamata. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, which we said previously, lematzini dam shechatzi lamala vechatzi lamata. This is the pshat of Rashi in the Gemara, and this Gemara answers when it says tirei shel mizbeach, it doesn't mean the midpoint of the height of the mizbeach, rather it means the top of the mizbeach. And as Rashi explains, the reason why we call it tirei shel mizbeach is because before he's mazel the dam over there on the top of the mizbeach, he has to first clear it off, he has to be mitire it, to wipe off the ashes which are there, and afterwards he's mazel the dam on the top of the mizbeach. Now Tosfos over here at the bottom of Amud Aleph has a different mishnah than the Gemara's kasha, where the Gemara thought the tirei shel mizbeach means pagi the mizbeach. So Tosfos says what the Gemara means to be asking is that previously, before he did these sheva zayis al tirei shel mizbeach, there already was a mitzvah to put the dam on the four kronos of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He already put the dam on the top of the Mizbeach, and then afterwards, when he's Maz Al Tira Rishal Mizbeach, meaning Al Pagu the Mizbeach, it turns out that some of the dam was supposed to be on the top, on the Kronos, and some of the dam was supposed to be further down, Al Tira Rishal Mizbeach. This was the Gemara's Kasha, now which we said previously, that Mutsinu Dam Shechetzi Lamala Vechetzi Lamata. The Taisa's Prat seems to be much easier to understand. The Gemara's trying to ask a Kasha, now which we said, Mutsinu Dam Shechetzi Lamala Vechetzi Lamata, which Kipshute means, we don't find anywhere that the Torah gave a tzivoy, a din to put some of the dam lamal and some lamata. According to Taisa, the Gemara's kasha is very good. Here we see a tzivoy to put some dam on top of the mizbeach and some dam halfway down the mizbeach. But Shaken, according to Rashi, if we're not taking into account the dam which went on the kronos of the mizbeach, Gemara is not referring to that dam over here. Rather, the Gemara is referring to the dam which is supposed to be Altir Eishom Mizbeach, halfway down. And as Rashi explains, that's going to be considered dam Chetzi Lamala V'Chetzi Lamato. This would seem difficult to understand, because this is not an example where the Torah gave a tzivui that some dam should go Lamala and some Lamato. The tzivui of the Torah was the dam should be at the midpoint of the Mizbeach, apag of the Mizbeach, and it's not possible that all of the dam that he spritzes will land exactly on the halfway point. Some will land above and some will land below. This is not an example where the Torah gave a tzivui to put some dam Lamala and some dam Lamata. Perhaps Rashi understood that since the Torah knows that when the Torah gives a tzivui to be mazid the dam at the halfway point of the Mizbeach, it's inevitable that some of the dam will land Lamala and some will land Lamata. Therefore we understand that that's really what the Torah wanted. The tzivui really was that some should be Lamala and some Lamata. Therefore this was the kasha of the Gemara on that which we said previously, L'mitzinu dam shechatzi Lamala v'chatzi Lamata. This perhaps could be the Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi, but Akopanim would seem to be much easier to understand the Gemara according to the Pshat of Tosfos. And the Briskerov over here, he explains that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Eretz Sugya is dependent on another Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. This would be an explanation why Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos, which as we said would seem to be the simpler Pshat in the Sugya. There's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and that which we find in the Mishnah Numa Dav Samach, the Mishnah is Mavur, that the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, without these karbanis, the par and the sayer have many matonis of dam. From each one of them, the din is the kain gadol is mazeh in the kodesh hakadoshim achas lamala v'shev lamato, standing in front of the arin. Then again, in the kodesh, standing in front of the pareches, is mazeh achas lamala v'shev lamato. And afterwards, the four corners of the mizbeach apnimi and then altira isham mizbeach. Each karban, the par and the sayer had all of these matonis. And the mishnah of their numadav samach tells us that each one of these mekaimis where the hazois were done or kapara bifnei atzmam. There's a certain kapara which is accomplished with each set. The set which was done lifnei lufnim accomplishes somewhat of a kapara, and the set of matanis in front of the pareches, and then on the mizbeach hazov, we look at it as if each one is accomplishing a different kapara, and therefore the Mishnah says the din is that if it's nishbach hadam, for example, if after he did the hazois lifnei lufnim with the dam of the par, the rest of the dam of par was nishbach, he could bring another par and shecht it, and he could start being mazal the dam on the pareches. He doesn't have to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and redo those Hazois. Since each set of Matan Dam accomplishes a different Kapara, therefore you could bring a different Par for each set of Hazois. And the Gemara later on in our Parak, on Daf Membeis Amud Beis, as well as on Menachos Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, the Gemara is aware that it's possible to bring a total of four Parim to complete the Hakrava of this Par Yom HaKippurim. What exactly are the four Parim? So Rashi over here in Daf Membeis is Mavur, the four are one par for the Hazois Bein Abadim, a second par for the Hazois on the Pareches, a third par for the Matonois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach, and the fourth par for the Matonois on the Tiroi Shom Mizbeach. Rashi's Mavur, in other words, that the Matonois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach and the Matonois on Tiroi Shom Mizbeach, that's also included in that which the Mishnah says that each Mokam is a separate Kapara. And if you could bring a separate par for each Mokam, included in that din is that you could also bring a separate par for the Hazois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach Hazov, another one for the Hazois al Tira Sham Mizbeach. That's the Shita of Rashi in Zvachim, as well as the Menachos Taf Tezayin Amud Beis. Tosfos, whoever argues on this. Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph and Dibur Maskol Kegain, Tosfos holds that the Hazois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach Hazov, as well as the Hazois al Tira Sham Mizbeach, that's all Kapara Achas, that you can now bring two separate Parim. Therefore, if after you did the Matonis on the Kronis of the Mizbeach, before you get a chance to complete the Matonis al Tira Sham Mizbeach, the dam was spilled out and there's nothing left, he would have to bring another par and he would have to do over the matanis of the Kronis of the Mizbeach, because the matanis on the Kronis and the matanis al Tiroi have to be brought from the same par, because that's called Kapara Achas. According to Tosfos, that which it says you could bring four parim, the fourth one is for Shvicha Shiraim. That's a separate discussion. That which Tosfos holds you could bring a separate par only for Shvicha Shiraim. We won't get into that right now, but I'll go put on that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If the matanis on the Kronis and the matanis al Tiroi are considered kapara achas or shtei kaparais. And the Briskerov explains that's the yisayda machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos in Eretz Sugya. He says, according to the way the Rashi learns, that the matanis on the Kronis and the matanis al Tiroi are considered two separate kaparais, you could bring two different parim, the Gemara would not have asked such a question that this should be a raya matzinu domim shechetzi lamala v'chetzi lamata. The Auch dam is placed on two different places on the Mizbeach, on the Kronis and the Tiroi, would not be comparable to that which the Gemara is discussing, the possibility that by a chatas, some of the dam goes in the kronis and some of the dam could be placed lamato. By regular chatas, there's one kapara over here by the paryon makipurim, according to the shita of Rashi, the matanis and the kronis of the mizbeach. And the matanis and the tirish of the mizbeach are two separate kaparas. It's almost as if they're from two different karbonis. Therefore, this would not be a raya that there is such a concept of dam chatsi lamalo, v'chatsi lamato. It's only over there where the dam lamala and the dam lamato is two separate kaparas. Therefore, Rashi was forced to learn a different pshat, a pshat which was mechudish, that the Gemara was trying to bring a raya that dam could be chetz yilmala v'chetz yilamato from the zois which are altiroi on the halfway point of the mizbeach. As Rashi explains, some of the dam lands lamala and some lamato. That the Gemara held was a raya that there could be dam chetz yilmala v'chetz yilamato. Taisus, on the other hand, who learns that the matanis and the kronis and the matanis altiroi shem mizbeach are all called kapara achas, the cheshbon of the four parma according to Taisus is the matanis lifnai lufnim, the matanis on the paroiches, all of the matanis on the mizbeach hazov, which include both the kronis and the tiroi, that's all called kapara achas, and the fourth one is the shvicha shirayim. According to Taisus, the Gemara would have a good raya that matzinu dam mechatzi lamalo vechatzi lamato from the matanis on the mizbeach hazov, which are partially on the kronis and partially al tiroi, since within one kapara, some of the dam goes in the mala and some in the mato, the Gemara would have a good raya. This is how the Briskov explains that the machoikis Rashi and Taisus in Ersugyo is l'shitosam. Now the Briskov just adds an important point. The Gemara b'hemshech over here, number Beis, asks for ikar shirayim. The Gemara again is trying to prove that there is such a concept of dam chetz yilamala v'chetz yilamata. Now the din is that the matanis of v'chatas go l'malo and the shirayim go l'mato. The Briskov explains that the shirayim that the Gemara is talking about over here is not talking about the paryom kippurim like the Gemara was talking about previously, because according to the shita of Tosfos, the shvicha shirayim by paryom kippurim is a separate kapara. As we saw, Tosfos says in Daf Mem Beis, that's the fourth par. And the way the Briskov explained, two mekaymos which are two separate kaparis would not be a raya to the concept of dam chetzi lamala v'chetzi lamato. The Gemara would not be able to ask from shvicha shirayim, since Tosfos says that the shvicha shirayim is a separate kapara, it can have a separate par. Akarach the Briskov says the pshat is that shirayim over here is not talking about paryom kippurim. We're talking about a regular chatos. The Gemara is asking that by a regular chatos we do find dam chetzi lamala v'chetzi lamato, which is all part of one kapara. Not like the shvicha shirayim of the paryom kippurim according to Tosfos, that it's a separate kapara. Therefore, the Gemara would have a good raya of matzinu dam chetz yilamala v'chetz yilamato. Within one kapara, there's dam that goes lamala and dam that goes lamato. And even after the Gemara says shirayim l'ma'akvi, and the Gemara continues v'ikar shirayim apnimiyim, the shirayim of chatoyis apnimiyis is ma'akiv. Briskov explains chatoyis apnimiyis that the Gemara is referring to would not be paryom kippurim, because again that would be shtei kaparos. As Tosfos says, the shvicha shirayim is a separate kapara. Rather, we've been talking about other types of chatoyis apnimiyis, like par helm dover shetzibur, par koyin and mashiach. There, there's a man d'amar that holds that the shvicha shirayim is ma'akiv. So the Gemara wants to prove from there that we do find dam chetzi lamala v'chetzi lamato. As Briskov explains, over there it's kapara achas. The shvicha shirayim, if it's ma'akiv by shar chatoyis apnimiyis, other than par yom kippurim, it would be considered kapara achas and not two separate kaparas. This, by the way, is important to say. The Briskov is mavur that which we find the din is by par yom kippurim, we could bring separate parim. And according to the Shita of Tosfos, you can bring a separate par for the Shirayim. The Biskov holds that by Shar Chatoyis HaPnimiyis, even if you hold the Shirayim is Ma'akiv, here we don't see that you can bring two separate parim. The Biskov holds that the concept of one carbon having multiple kaparis, that's a concept which is unique to Par Yom Kippurim or Sar Yom Kippurim. Other types of carbonis, even Chatoyis HaPnimiyis, they do not have two separate kaparis, all the Matnis Dam are one kapara. Hu Adin, the Biskov says, the same would also be true, that although chatoyis apnimiyis require a set of matanis dam on the pareiches and an additional set of matanis dam on the kronis of the mizbeach hazov, these two mekaymis, the Briskov says, will be considered kapara achas, as opposed to the par yom kippurim and the sar yom kippurim, that we consider shtei kaparis. Only for the kabanis of yom kippurim, you can bring separate parim, you could divide the matanis because they're two separate kaparis, not other types of karbonis. Most not everyone agrees to this. The Gruah Sarian Yumo, Daf Samach Aleph, as well as the Karen Ayer and Zvachem Daf Membeis, they hold that which the Gemara is mevur that by Par Yom HaKippurim you could divide it and bring different parim. The same would also be true by Shar Chatoyis HaPnimiyis, since they have separate sets of matanis in different places, the Lazois in front of the Pareches and the Matanis Dam on the Kronis of the Mizbeach Hazov. These two sets are also called Shtei Kaparis. Therefore, the din is that it could be divided. If the Dam is Nishbach and you bring a separate animal, you don't have to start again from the beginning. The two sets of matanis could be done with dam from two different behemoths. Now continue on, the Braisa Nomad Beis brings Tanya Belozer Ben Yaakov Omer, The Gemara brings that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but how many of the Matanis of Achatos are Ma'akev, is also negated how many Matanis we need to be Matir and to be Mefagel. Matiris, Rashi explains, means that according to Beis Shammai, until you do two of the Matanis, the Heter to be Makter, the Imurim, and Heter to eat the Basar, has not yet been Chal. Hashenkin, according to Beis Hillel, after one Matana, you could already be Makter, the Imurim, and eat the Basar. Now, just point out a small Ha'ar over here. This Braisa B'Shem Rav Elazar ben Yaakov tells us that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is negiah to be matter and to be mefagel. It doesn't mention anything about the kapara. That according to Beis Shammai you need two matanis to be mechaper, according to Beis Hillel only one matana. Assumingly the pshat is, because we know that already from the Mishnah, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was not coming to tell us the Ikar Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That was already known. He came to be Moisif and tell us how much is needed to be matter and how much is needed to be mefagel. It's telling the same Machlokes. If so, we could point out over here, there seems to be a strong ha'ara. It's mashma that there would have been a havmina to say, even though according to Beis Shammai, you need two matanis to be mechaper, but to be matter the imurim, to be makter them, or to be matter the basar ba'achila, perhaps even Beis Shammai would have been maskim that with one matana, the heter is chal already. That's what Blazer Yaakov seems to be telling us, that since Beis Shammai holds you need two matanis to be mechaper, therefore you also need two matanis to be matter, and don't say that even though the gabi kapara, two matanis are necessary, the heter would be chal even before the kapara is completed. Already after one matana, the heter would be chal. This seems to be a great chiddush. Kiputa one assumes as a davar poshet that the heter for the haktaris seimurim or the achilas basar that cannot be chal before the kapara. Here the chiddush is mashmoy that there would be half mina to say even before the kapara, the heter would be chal ready on the imurim and the basar. Unless perhaps one could be madcha this and say that the chiddush which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was telling us is the other way around. Don't think you need all four matanis in order to be matter the basar ba'achila and the imurim ba'aktara. As even if you don't finish all of the matanis, the moment you have a kapara, according to Beis Hillel after one matana, according to Beis Shammai after two matanis, from that point already the basar is mutar ba'achila and the imurim ba'aktara. Now continue on. B'hemshach ha'gemara, the Gemara brings b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and then b'shem Rav Papa. They discuss different dinim which are negia to the shalish matanis shebechatos, the three matanis which are not ma'akev according to Beis Hillel. What exactly are the dinim of these three matanis? And as we'll see, there are a number of important yesodis which come out of this Gemara. The first din which Rabbi Yochanan brings, and if Papa mentions this din as well, is that the shalish matanis shebechatos inan bois belaila. You cannot do these three matanis belaila, which means to say, if you did the first matan dom of this chatos b'yoyim, that matan already accomplished kapara, and before you had a chance to do the other three matanis, there was shkia sacham already. Then is after Shkia Sacham, he can no longer do the rest of the Matanais. The Rashi over here explains, in Dibur Maschal Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Shalosh Matanais are in Bayus Balaila. Rashi says, Afal pi she'inan ma'akvin, ve'lav zriko gemurihi, even though it's not ma'akev in the Kapara, and it's not a zriko gemur, therefore one would have thought that it's kosher even Balaila, still the din is that it's possible, as Rashi says, because dam is nifsal mishkia sachama. Once Shkia Sacham passes already, there's a psal which is chal on the dam, therefore, we cannot continue to do the rest of the matanis after the psal was already chal by Shkia Sachama. And the Chayim Ramadai from this Rashi, in the Chagas Aryeh Simon Yudzayin, he makes this diuk. Mashmoy says the reason why you cannot do the matanis belaila is not because there's a problem with the Avodah being done belaila, but there are chal, we know that the din is all Avodahs have to be done by Yom. Avodahs are possible belaila with a few exceptions. It's learned from the Pasuk by Yom Tzavoseis B'nei Yisrael. We learn from the word by Yom that Avodahs are only kosher by Yom. The Mashmoyis of Rashi over here is that mitzad that din, that avodas have to be done by yom and not by laila, it would not be a problem. As Rashi explains, that since it's not a zrika gemura, since already the kapara was accomplished with the first matana, the other matanis would not be considered an avoda as kosher only by yom. The Shagasari explains only avodas which are necessary for kapara have to be done by yom. Therefore, Rashi tells us a different reason why you cannot do the shalish matanis by laila. Rashi says because the dam was already nifsal b'shkiyas sachama, a psal was chal on the dam already. Once it's dam psal, it's not kosher even for the last three zrikos. With this, the Shagas Arya answers the kasha, which both Rashi and Tosfos are bothered by later on in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara there tells us that the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas sachama, and Rashi and Tosfos are both bothered. What nafkamina is there that there's a psal which is chal on the dam? Either way, once the day finishes, once it's shkiyas sachama, you cannot do any avodah because the avodah is only kosher b'yom and not b'layla. And once the morning comes, anyways the dam will be nifsal. with the psul of lina, which is chal at alis hashachar. So why do we need this drasha telling us that dam is nifsal b'shkiya sachama? And the Shagas Ayi says the answer to this would be that it's negir for the sholish matanis shebechatos. Once he did one matana and he already got a kapara, Besim, there would be no problem to do the other three matanis b'layla. It would not be included in the din of b'yom tzavaysay that all avodas have to be done dafka in the day, since this is a avoda which is not ma'akev kapara. Therefore, we need the drasha to tell us that the dam is nifsal b'shkiya sachama. Therefore, even for the last three matanas of Echadas also, you cannot do a belayla because the dam was already nifsal. Now, the problem, however, is that the mashmais of the Gemara over here from a papa who says, Yeshvam kitchilosai v'yeshvam kiseifai, in certain ways the sholish matanis are like the first matana, and in certain ways they're like the seifai, which means they're like shvicha shirayim. One of the ways that he says they're like kitchilosai is ligar with the din of layla, which would be mashmah that the same way the first matana is possible belayla, the last three matanas are also possible belayla, as opposed to shvicha shirayim, that's kosher belayla. If we're comparing the shalish matanis in certain ways to kitchilosai, and the gab belayla we're saying that is kitchilosai, that's strongly mashmah that as far as shvicha shirayim is concerned, as far as the din of seifa, it would be kosher belayla. The way the Shagas Ayi is explaining that the reason why the shalish matanis are possible belayla is not because of the avodah, it's not because you can't do the avodah belayla, because since it's not makif kapar, that wouldn't be a problem. The reason why you cannot do belayla is because it was already a psul which was chal in the dam at the time of shkiya sechama. If so, this would need an explanation. Why should we be able to do shvicha shirayim belayla? If the dam already became psul, once the psul was chal, the chayot should not be right for shvicha shirayim either. It should have to be nishbach to the oma, the place where dam psul is poured. It should not be nishbach to yisayv and mizbeach after it already became dam psul. So if we look carefully in Rashi, perhaps Rashi alluded to this. Dibra masal chutz, Rashi explains, why is it that the shalish matanis are pasul belayla? His lashon is va'aser litnam belayla the nifsalu milizraik. The psul which Rashi is referring to is the psul of shkiya sachama, like Rashi mentioned before. And the way he explains that psul is that when shkiya sachama comes, the dam becomes pasul to use for zrika. Perhaps Rashi was trying to answer with this: why is it that lagav shvicha shirayim it is kosher belayla? Because the psul that's chal on the dam is only for zrika, not for shvicha shirayim. However, this would need a further hesber. Not everyone is masking to this. The Kenari assumes surely that Shvicha Shirayim is possible belayla. Once the psul of Shkiya Sachama was chal on the dam, it would be possible even for Shvicha Shirayim. And the Chaznish as well, he says, even though the mashmais of the Lashon of the Gemara is that the Shalish Matanis are Ketchilosan, which would be mashma, that Seifan, Shvicha Shirayim, that would be kosher belayla, he says, Lashon is lavdafka. The Papa lists many ways that the Shalish Matanis are like the first Matana, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that Shvicha Shirayim is different in this way. He says, like we see from Klisharis. He says, from Klisharis also, we list that Shalish Matanais is like Matan Rishayna as far as Klisharis is concerned, that the Matnas Dam has to be done from the Klisharis. And the Chaznish says, surely Shvicha Shirayim also has to be done from Klisharis. Akarach, we see that it's Lav Dafka. Rav Hava doesn't bedafka mean that Seifan is different in all of these ways. And if Hu Adin as far as the Din of Laila, Shvicha Shirayim is also possible by Laila. On the other hand, the Zevach Toida from the Chavetz Chaim, he does make the Deek in the Gemara. He says, the Mashmah, he says that Shvicha Shirayim will be kosher b'layla. And the Miskrav assumes as well, he says, the Pashtus is that the Shvicha Shirayim would be kosher b'layla. And the Miskrav is bothered by this Kasha. He says, Mishnah, if he would have explained the reason why the Shalish Matanais are possible b'layla is because of the Din of B'yayim Tzavaysai, the Rebbe would be telling us that they're also considered an Avodah which is possible b'layla, that we would understand that Shvicha Shirayim is different. Shvicha Shirayim perhaps would not be considered like an avodah, and would not have the din that it needs dafka b'yoyim. However, once Rashi explained the reason why shalish matanis, the din is that it's possible b'layla, is not because of b'yoyim tzavaysay, rather because the psul was chal on the dam. Once the dam is possible, it's not right for any matana. If so, as far as shvicha shirayim as well, we should also say, once the dam became possible, b'shkiya sachama, it's possible also for shvicha shirayim. So the Mishkav explains the svara to be mechalik between the shalish matanis and shvicha shirayim. He says, although a psul is chal on the dam b'shkiya sachama, it's still different from that which we find a psul lino by alis ha-shachar. Or for example, a psul yoytze. The din is that if dam is brought outside the azar, it's nifsal b'yoytze, it's a chalis psul on the dam, or if dam was left over till the morning, the psul lino is chal on the dam. Those types of psulim, surely the din would be that as far as shvicha shirayim also, the dam would become psul. You would not do shvicha shirayim on the mizbeach with dam which has a psul on it. However, the psul of shkiya sachama, the Briskov explains, that the Gemara Dafnan Vava Meralf tells us it's learned from the Pasuk, V'yayim HaKriva Yez Zivchay, from there we learn that the Zrika has to be done the same day that the Shechita was done. Once Shkiya Sachama comes, it's already a new day, the Dam is no longer ready for Zrika. The Brisk Rav explains that the psal which is chal on the dam is specifically for Zrika. That's the drasha which we learn from this pasuk, that the Zrika has to be done the same day of the Shechita. Once the day ends, the dam becomes pasul from Zrika, but it's not a general psal. It's not like the psal of Yotzer or the psal of Lina, where we say a dam pasul does not belong on the Mizbeach Bechlal, would not be used even for Shvicha Shirayim. Here it's a psal specifically for Zrika, therefore as far as Shvicha Shirayim is concerned, even dam which passed Shkiyas HaChama would still be right for Shvicha Shirayim. Based on this distinction between the psal Lina by Eloisa Shachar and the psal which is Chalam Dam at Shkiyas HaChama, the Biskor brings a nafkamina as far as the din of Ein Lina Mayelos Pereshe Yishol Mizbeach. This is a sugya naf peizayin, and the Gemara over there is mavur, there's a shita who holds that even though Imurim which are left off of the Mizbeach until morning, he was not yet makir them, once the morning comes they become pasul with the psal of Lina. If wherever at the time of Eloisa Shachar they were on top of the Mizbeach, even if he did not yet begin the Haktara, they were not on the fire, they were on the side of the Mizbeach, but Ein Lina Mayelos Pereshe Yishol Mizbeach, the psal Lina is not chal on Eimurim which are on top of the Mizbeach at the time of Eloisa Shachar. And the Brisk Rav, however, says that thing will only apply to Eimurim, and that will not apply to Dam, which is Bereshu Shal Mizbeach at the time of Shkiyas HaChama. It's not the pshat that Shkiyas HaChama for Dam is parallel to Eloisa Shachar for Eimurim. Therefore, if the Dam is Bereshu Shal Mizbeach at the time of Shkiyas HaChama, the din will be that it does not become pasal, because it's a different type of psal, the Brisk Rav says. Now we should learn B'Yem HaKriva Ezivchay that the Dam becomes pasal b'Shkiyas HaChama. It's not a general chalais psul like Lina or Yaita, or the pshat is that once Shkiyas HaChama comes, it's no longer possible to do the Zrika on the same day that the Shechita was done. That's the psul which is chal on the dam, that it's not right for Zrika, because it's no longer the same day as the Shechita. Therefore, for that, it would not help if the dam is Bereish Yishol Mizbeach at the time of Shkiyas HaChama. Being Bereish Yishol Mizbeach could be a protection from the chalais psul of Lina. But as far as the din of B'yem Tzavaisai, if the dam was not Nizrak the same day as the Shechita, once Shkiyas HaChama comes, it's no longer possible to do the Zrika the same day. The Meila, there's no way to prevent that psul. Therefore, even if it is Bereish Yishol Mizbeach, that psul will be chal. But Al-Kopam, this is the side of the Brisk Rav. It's not a general psul, which passes something to be used as part of the carbon. It's a psul specifically for Zrika. Therefore, the Brisk Rav says, as far as Shvicha Shirayim is concerned, even Belaila the dam will still be roi. At the same deek which the Achronim make as far as Laila is concerned, if Rav Papa says that the Shalosh Matanos are like Ketchilosi L'inyan Laila, that would be Mashma, that the din of Seifai, meaning the din of Shvicha Shirayim, is that it's Kosher B'Laila. You could also make the same deek as far as Zaros and Klisharis. Rav Papa also said that the Shalosh Matanos are Ketchiloson L'inyan Zaros, that a Zaros possible to do the Shalosh Matanos just as the first Matana, and Klisharis as well, the Matanos have to be done from a Klisharis. This would be Mashma, that as far as the Shvicha Shirayim is concerned, the Shvicha can be done even by a Zar, it doesn't necessarily need a Kayin, and it can also be done from a Kli Chol, it does not need a Kli Sharis. Both of these seem to be great Chidushim. We mentioned before the Chaz Nish understands that as far as Laila is concerned, it's Lav Dafka, and he says as far as Zaris and Kli Sharis as well, we don't mean to say that Shvicha Shirayim would be kosher by Laila, just as we don't mean to say that Shvicha Shirayim is kosher by a Zar, or from a Kli which is not Kli Sharis. If we have Yehol like the Achronim that it is B'Dafka, and they prove from here that Shvicha Shirayim is kosher by Laila, and the same proof would also be that Shvicha Shirayim is kosher even like the Azar, and even with a Kli that's not Kli Sharis. So as far as Azaris is concerned, the Sefer Minchas of Rami is a B'dayik from Rashi, and Dibur Maschal Chutz. Rashi explains that Azaris means Zar Chayiv Alayin Misa, which means the same way the first Matana, if Azar does it, he's Chayiv Misa, so to the other three Matanais, if Azar puts it on the Mizbeach, he's Chayiv Misa. According to this, we don't have to be B'dayik that Shvicha Shirayim is kosher L'chadchila Ayidei Azar. The only thing that's meduik from here is that if a Zar does the Shvicha Shirayim, he's not Chayiv Misa. We can take a look over there in the Sefer Minchas Avram. He discusses why is it that a Zar would not be Chayiv Misa for doing Shvicha Shirayim. But Akoparim, for now, we can take out of the Rashi that there'll be no Raya from Rav Papa that a Zar can do Shvicha Shirayim L'chadchila. Now, as far as Klisharis, so here again, there's a discussion in the Achrenim whether you could prove from this Gemara that Shvicha Shirayim is kosher even from a Kli Chayil. The Sefer Kerner, he wants to suggest a new pshat in the Gemara. And perhaps when it says Kli Sharis, we're not talking about where the dam is at the time the Shalosh Matanis are done. That the Shalosh Matanis also have to be done from a Kli Sharis. Because as far as that din is concerned, we would not have said that it's Ketchilosan. Because Seifan also, the din of Shvicha Shirayim also is that it has to be done from a Kli Sharis. Kerner wants to say the pshat is Kli Sharis means the dam had to have been Niskabel in the Kli Sharis. Meaning, if Papa is telling us Don't think only the dam which will be used for the first matana, that dam has to be niskabel b'kli sharis, but the dam which will be used for the other three matanas, that dam could be niskabel even in a kli chayal. And even the dam which is going to be used for the other three matanas, that dam also has to be niskabel in a kli sharis. The hesber to this would be, we know that dam has to have kabbalah b'kli, and the kli has to be a kli sharis. The pshat is that there's a kiddush which is being chal at the time of the kabbalah. The Gemara in Seita Daf Yedarim and Beis says the dam really has two kiddushim. There's a kiddush sakin at the time of the shechita. The sakin is mekadosh the whole carbon. Yet the dam needs a second kiddush and has to be niskabel b'kli sharis, in order that it be chalned an additional kedusha before it's ready for zrika. And the chiddush of Rav Papa is that that second kedusha, which is done ideally the kabbalah b'kli sharis, that's necessary even for the dam which is going to be used for the other three zrikais. According to this Karen Oira, we're not talking about the din of kli sharis, but just the matan domim. As far as that's concerned, we have now said that the three matanas are like ketchilos and are like the first matana, because the shricha shreim also has a din that has to be nishbech on the mizbech from a kli sharis. We're talking about a different din, the kiddush kli sharis b'shas kabbalah. That's what our Papa is saying, that the shalish matanas are like ketchilos, in order for them to be ready for the zrika on the mizbech, they have to have been niskabel on the kli sharis. Now the problem with this Karen Oira is, the way he's learning it would be mashma that the dam which is used for shvicha shireim does not need a kabbalah b'kli sharis. The Karen Oira was trying to answer that which is meduyik, that the kli sharis that we're talking about is only necessary for the shalish matanais and not necessary for the shvicha shireim. If kli sharis means the din to be niskabel b'kli sharis, then it would come out that the din of shvicha shireim does not require a kabbalah b'kli sharis. This would be very difficult. This would be a tremendous chiddush to say that that the din shvicha shireim is even on dam which was never niskabel b'kli sharis. And how we have to say this bestamus what the Karen Oira means, that surely as far as the din of shvicha shireim also, it has to be that it was niskabel b'kli. However, it's for a different reason. The shalish matanis had to have been niskabel b'kli sharis, similar to the first matana. Since even though they're not ma'akev in the kapara, the kapara is already accomplished with the first matana, still they're part of the ikar zrika, they're part of the matan dam of this carbon, and therefore they require a kli sharis in order to be niskadish and roi for zrika. However, for the dam which is going to be used for shvicha shireim, there is no din that it has to have a kiddush sheni, it has to have a second kiddush, like they being niskabel b'kli sharis. It's not part of the ikar matanis of the carbon, and therefore there is no din that it needs a second kiddush. However, dam which was niskabel b'kli choyl, and it was never roi for zrika, the male there will be no din on it to be nishbach li yisayid after the four ikar matanis of the carbon, because the whole concept of shvicha shireim means something which was roi for zrika. It was niskabel b'kli sharis, and the zrika could have been done with it, just it was extra, it was left over after the zrika, so that gets a din of shvicha shireim, you pour it to the side of the mizbeach. Dam which was never roi in the first place for zrika, if it never had a kabbalah b'kli sharis, and it wasn't roi, you wouldn't call that shireim, you wouldn't call it left over from the zrika, it was never roi for the zrika. In order for something to be called shireim, it had to have been roi, and therefore in the chanami, there will be no shvicha shireim on dam which never had a kabbalah b'kli sharis, since it was never roi for zrika. But it's not for the same reason why the Shalish Matanis need a Kabbalah B'Kli Sharis. The Chiddush of Rav Papa is that the Shalish Matanis are the same as the first Matana. In order for it to become Roi, to be used as a Matana on the Mizbeach, it had to have had a second Kiddush, which happens at the time that it's Niskabel B'Kli Sharis. Shirayim Besim doesn't have that din. It's not from the Ikar Matanis. There is no din that it has to have a second Kiddush in order for it to be Roi for the Mizbeach. However, in a Chanami, that which is Niskabel B'Kli Chol will not end up having a din of Shvicha Shirayim. But again, that's for a different reason. Wouldn't be considered that it's left over after Zrika, since it was never ready for Zrika in the first place, since it did not have a Kabbalah B'Kli Sharis. Now I'll discuss another point. One of the dinim which Rav Papa mentioned, that the Shalish Matanis have the same din as the first Matana, is Legabe Shirayim. What does it mean Legabe Shirayim? Rashi explains, if you Mekabal the Chattas in four Kaisis, and you gave one Matana on the Mizbeach from each one of the Kaisis, so the din is that the dam which is left in all four Kaisis gets a din Shvicha Shirayim. You don't say only the dam which is left from the kais which had the first matana, the dam which are in the kaises which had the other matanis, do not need shvicha shireim. Rather, all of the matanis create the din shvicha shireim on the dam which is left in that kais. Now, the Karen Oira points out that l'chayr this gemara is going not like the sheet of Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon. The Beis and Daf Lamed Daud Amud Beis brought a machlokes in a case where you makabel dam in four separate kaises, and he did all four matanis from one kais. The sheet of the Tanakhama is, since all of the matanis were done from the same kais, the three kaises which did not have any matanis, those do not need shvicha shirayim. And Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon argues, he holds that even in that case, the din is that all four kaises need shvicha shirayim, even the kaisis which do not have any matana is done from them. And the Karen Ayur says that our Gemara obviously is going not like the shita of Rulaz and Rav Shimon, rather like the shita that it holds in order to get a din shvicha shiraim, need that at least one matana was done from that kais. If you hold like Rav Blazer and Rav Shimon, even if all the matanis were done from one kais, it makes all of the kaisis have the din of shvicha shiraim, and it's not negia this din that the last three matanis have that ability to create a din shvicha shiraim. You don't have to come on to the last three matanis creating that din shvicha shiraim, because the first matana anyhow would create a din shvicha shiraim in all of the kaisis. The whole din is only negia if you hold not like Rav Blazer and Rav Shimon. You hold that in order for a kais to get a din of shvicha shiraim, it needs a matnas dam. So now Rav Papa is telling us that don't think it's only the first matana which creates the din shvicha shiraim on the dam left in that kais. The other three matanis as well, even though they're not necessary for the kapara, they also have that ability to create a din shvicha shiraim on the dam that's left in that kais after the matan dam. This cheshmer of the Karen Ayur seems to be muchach. However, in the Sefer Chedusha Reb Leib, Chelik Beis Simen Chof Gimel Ois Gimel, he says, perhaps you could say there is a nafkamin even if you do hold a kabbalah ben Rav Shimon. In the case where you're mekabel dam in the kais, he did the first matan damim from that kais, and after the first matan damim, he was mekabel more dam in another kais. And he used the dam from that second kais to do one of the other matanis, the gimel matanis of Echatos. Over here, the din of Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, that one matana makes all dam, even dam which is in a different kais at the time of that matana, gives all of the dam of a din of shvicha shiraim. That would only be dam that already had a kabbalah at the time of the matan damim, dam which was still in the tzavra of the behemo. It was only in the Skabal later, there even Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon would be masking that it does not get a din of Shvicha Shiraim. Therefore, the din of Rapapa would be Negei over here, when he makabal more dam after the first Matana, and use the dam for one of the other three Matanais, Rapapa would be telling us a Chiddush, which is Negei even according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, that the Shalosh Matanais also have an ability to create a din of Shvicha Shiraim. The mice of this case of Rav Leib is not so poshut. There's a discussion in the Achrenim, Mikdash Dov talks about this in Simon Zayin, Sifkot and Dalid. And the Sasemis as well talks about this in Daf Chavavim and Beis. Is there such a musig bechlal of being mekabel more dam after the first matana was done? The first matana already accomplished the kapara. After the carbon already had a kapara, perhaps there is no such a thing as being mekabel more dam. Therefore, for example, in a case where he was mekabel dam, he did one matana and the rest of the dam got spilled out from the kli, he wants to be mekabel more dam in order to be mekayim the din lechatchila that there should be four matanis of the carbon. The Achrayim discuss whether such a kabbalah is possible. Akapan Reb Leib is assuming that if such a Kabbalah is possible, then here there would be an afkamina to Reb Papa's din, even according to the Shita of Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, dam which was Niskabel Bekli after the first Matana, so did not get a din of Shvicha Shiraim by day the first Matana, even though dam which was in other cases at the time does get a din of Shvicha Shiraim, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, but not dam which was still in the Tavra of the Behemah, afterwards in the Mekabel of dam, and you do another Matana, one of the three Matanis, with the dam that was Niskabel later, Reb Papa is Mechadish to us, that dam also gets a din of Shvicha Shiraim. Now, just point out an additional Ha'ara, negate to that Gemara and the Flamed Daud Amud Beis, the Kanari was discussing whether the Republic could fit with the Shita of Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. The Gemara of the Rebbe Machlekes is Tanakam and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon in a case we did all of the Matanois from one Kais. However, before that, in the Reisha of the Braisa, it talks about a case where he's Makabal Dam in four different Kaises, and the Braisa says that if you did one Matana from each Kais, there everyone agrees that there is a din Shvicha Shiraim from all four Kaises. L'chair, that Be'etzim is the din of Rav Papa. It's interesting that Rav Papa seems to be saying over here, Misvara, the Braisa over there brings a drasha to tell us this din. The Braisa says, we learn from the Pasuk which says, V'es kol damu yishofeich, that even in this case, where there are four separate matanis from four different kelim, the din is that all of them get a din of Shvicha Shiraim. Rav Papa over here in Ersuga seems to be saying his own chiddush Misvara. The Braisa over there seems to be saying the same din from Tanoim, but is based on a drasha from a Pasuk. So to answer this Ara, L'chair, we could explain, that which the Tanaim over there had to bring a pasuk v'es kol damu yishofeich, it was not coming to tell us the same chiddush which Rav Papa tells us. Rav Papa is telling us a chiddush that the Shalosh Matanis Shebechatas also have the ability to create a din shvicha shiraim. The dam that's left in each one of those cases is chowned in a din shvicha shiraim. However, perhaps one still could have thought that the whole mitzvah of shvicha shiraim is not mechayiv that all of the dam be nishbach liyaseidam nizbeach. It would be enough if the dam of one of the cases is nishbach liyaseidam nizbeach. The Braisa and Daf Lamed Dalid, the point over there is coming to tell us a different in that all of the dam has to be Nishbach Liyaseidam Mizbeach. It's not enough to take the dam from one of the Kaises. If four Kaises were Chal Nem within Shvicha Shiraim, then all four are necessary. It's not enough to do just Shvicha Shiraim for one of them. In other words, there are two different dinim over here. One din, the din of Rav Papa, which is Misvara, that the Shem Shiraim is Chal in all of them, even the shirayim which is left after the shel, even those matanis have a kayach to create a din of shirayim. The pasuk veskodam yishafech, that's telling us that it's not enough to choose one of the kaisis and pour it liyaseidah mizbeach. Then shvich hashayim is on all of the dam, all of the kaisis have to be poured liyaseidah mizbeach. Now I'll discuss another point. One of the dinim which Rav Papa mentions is v'le'aylo l'gavoy kisoyfon. We know the din is that dam chatos, which is brought into the heichol, the dam becomes pasul. And Rav Papa says that if the first matan was done already, there's already kapara, if afterwards the dam was brought into the heichol, it does not become pasul, and it's still right to be used for the other three matanis. Rashi explains, since the pasuk says, v'chol chatos asher yuva midoma el oil mayil l'chaper b'kodesh, from here we learn that only dam which is right for kapara becomes pasul when it's brought into the oil mayil. Dam which is not right for kapara, like in this case, where the carbon had a kapara already, that dam does not become pasul. And the Kernoi over here explains, he says, obviously what the Gemara means to say is, not that there's a tzad that by bringing the dam into the oil mayid, the carbon will become pasul. The carbon already had a kapara, it's not shaykh to pasul it after the kapara was done already. And the chiddush of Papa is that the dam is still roi for the other three matanis. You don't say that once the dam is brought into the heichal, it becomes pasul to be used for the other matanis. As Biskrov over here asks Akasha, he says, we know that there's a machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yisi Aglili. This is in the Mishnah, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. If one has dam chatas in two kelim, and he brings one of the kelim into the heichal, does that pasul all of the dam, or only the dam that was brought into the heichal? The sheet of Rabbi Yisi Aglili is that the dam which was not brought in is still kosher, it could be used for the kapara of the carbon. And the Chacham hold that even the dam which was not brought in is also not right for kapara. And the Biskrov says the pashas of the machlekes would be that the sheet of Rabbi Yisi Aglili is that which dam becomes pasul when it's brought into the heichal, the pshat is because it's chal psul on the dam. The sheet of the Rabbanan would be that when dam is brought into the heichal, the whole carbon becomes pasul. It's not that there's a psul which is chal on the dam, like dam which is brought out of the azara, that's a psul of yitzah, which is chal on that specific item. When dam is brought into the heichal, that's different, there a psul is chal on the whole carbon. Once the carbon becomes pasul, obviously there's no difference between the dam which was brought in and the dam which is outside. Either way, the carbon is not roi for kapara anymore. And therefore, the Biskrov asks Akasha, he says, the din of Rav Papa over here, Lacher has to be going only with Asr Beisei Aglili, because according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, when dam is brought in that passels the carbon, over here, obviously this is not Negeya, because the carbon already had a kapara. As we said from the Karen Oyer, there's no need to passel the carbon after the first matana was done. The question would be Legabi the dam, so Bishma, if you hold like the Shita of Rav Beisei Aglili, dam which is brought into the heichal becomes pasul. So we understand the question over here is that the dam which is brought in and you still want to use it for the other three matanis, Rav Papa has to tell us that that dam does not become pasul. If however you hold like the shita of the chachamim that bring dam into the heichal pasuls the carbon, it obviously would not be negay over here this question because the carbon already had a kapara. So the truth is this nidain had exactly to understand the shita of the chachamim that when part of the dam is brought into the heichal, the rest of the dam is also not right for kapara. This is discussed in the Sefer Mikdash David, in Simon Yod Zayin, Sifkot and Vov. He discusses the din of Ibur Tzura. We know that the klal is that if a carbon becomes pasul, so you have to burn it. However, there's a difference between if the carbon became pasul, because the psul was chal on the carbon itself, in the basar. Once the basar became pasul, you could burn it right away. But shenkin, if there's a psul that's chal in the dam or the bailim, for example, if the dam was brought outside the azara and it becomes pasul, it's not roi for zrika. So best from the carbon doesn't have any psul in it, there the din is that you cannot burn it right away, you have to wait for Ibur Tzura, which means you wait for the morning for it to be chal psul lino, only afterwards is the din Sreifa, which is chal on the basar. And the question over here is, what is the din when by dam chatas, which is brought bifnim, and the carbon becomes pasul, is the basar burnt right away, or do you have to wait for the morning? And Mikdash David brings machlokes about this, he says, Toises and Psochem daf pei beizom et alef is mevur, that it needs Ibur Tzura. That's considered a psul in the dam, since the dam was brought in, the dam became pasul. The din is that you cannot burn the basar right away. The din straight from the basar is only chal in the morning. This is even in the sheet of the Chacham who hold that when Miktas dam is brought into the heichal, it passels the whole carbon. Still, Tosfos is mevur. It's not the pshat that a psul really was chal in the carbon. Rather, the pshat is that all of the dam became pasul. Once part of the dam is brought in, all of the dam is pasul. And that's the klal. When there's a psul in the dam and not in the carbon itself, the din is that you need Ibur Tzura. However, the Mikdash David says, the Yerushalmi is mevur not like this. The Yerushalmi is mevur that this question, whether you need Ibur Tzura or not, would actually be telling the machlokes between Rabbi Yisi Aglili and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yisi Aglili, that when you bring in Miktas dam, the rest of the dam is kosher, so obviously the pshat is that the psul was chal in the dam. If the psul was chal in the dam, Then the klal is that you need Yibur Tzura. Meshenken, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, that when Mixas Dam is brought into the Heichol, you cannot get a kapara even with the rest of the dam. There, a karchel pshat is that the carbon itself became pasul. Therefore, the Yerushalmi says, B'das the Chachamim, that it does not need Yibur Tzura, it can be burnt right away. Hakaparam, this assumption of the Biskarov, that the psul according to the Chachamim is a psul in the carbon, is actually telling in the Machlekes between the Taisus and the Yerushalmi, Legabi Yibur Tzura, the kasha of the Biskarov on the Sugya would only be of the Erech Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, B'das the Chachamim, that when you're machnis the dam, some of the dam, it passels the carbon, then the Biskarov would have a good kasha. What is it sad to say, after the first matana was done already, by bringing the dam to the Heichel to passel the carbon, how could the carbon be nifsal after the kapara already? Mikdash Shavu brings another interesting nafkamina legabi this shaila, and that is what happens if you makabel some of the dam of the carbon, and you brought that dam into the Heichel, and afterwards there's still dam left in the tzavar, can you still be makabel that dam and be zerik it on the Mizbeach? If you understand B'das the Chachamim, the way the Yerushalmi is mavur, that once some of the dam is brought into the Heichel, there's a psul which is chal on the carbon, so obviously this wouldn't help. Even if you makabel more dam later, the mice of the carbon is already a carbon psul. Hashenken, if you like the Shita of Tosfos, Tosfos understands the Pshat in the Chachamim is that when your machne is miktas dam, a psul is chal on all of the dam, even the dam which was not yet brought in. Mikdash Tovah understands the Pshat is we look at it as if all the dam was brought into the Heichel, even though really only some of it was brought in, the psul is chal on all of it. Then the Mikdash Tovah says that would only be as far as dam which is already niskabel. Dam which was niskabel bekli, and it's here, if part of the dam is brought in, we consider as if all of the dam was brought in. Mashenkin dam which was never niskabel yet, it's still in the tzavra of the behema. On that, surely we would not say that it also becomes pasul, that we should look at that dam also as if it was brought into the Heichel. Therefore, the way Tosfos understands the Shita of the Chachamim would come out, that if part of the dam was brought into the Heichel, and there's still dam left in the tzavra of the behema, you could still be makabel that dam and be zorikid on the Mizbeach, and the carbon will be kosher.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.